Well, he started feeling the effects a little bit, not feeling really good yesterday, and then, of course, came in today, again, not feeling very good.
Head coach John Fox sharing details about the Broncos' top tailback, who was noticeably missing from the practice field Monday morning. Monte Ball was diagnosed with appendicitis, said Fox, and was scheduled to undergo an emergency appendectomy Monday afternoon.
Our medical people got him to the doctor. They determined that's what it was. It didn't, explode or anything on the bad end of that. So it was really a blessing that we kind of caught it now, and, he'll have the procedure done immediately, and he'll start the healing process.
On the football side, Fox said Ball should return in time for the regular season opener against the Colts on September 7th. He also noted that when one door shuts, another door opens, meaning now there's an opportunity for the younger running backs to get more reps during the preseason.
It's always tough, man. Good friend. Can't wait to get in the locker room and text him. It's a real brother of mine, just coming through the combine together, coming here together, learning the things together, growing together, so it's tough, but it's an opportunity for a lot of us out there, and we're going to have his back. And like I've always said, it don't matter if me and Ronnie in the game, we're 18, we don't miss a beat.
Ronnie Hillman echoed that sentiment, adding that the timing will give Ball a chance to come back. When we caught up with John Elway, he agreed.
You never want to see that happen. And but I think if there's a good time for it to happen, it's now. Monte's come in. He's had a tremendous camp. He's shown that he feels much more comfortable in what he's doing. And so it might be a slight setback, but he'll be out for a couple weeks. And so we'll be able to get him back and get him going before we open the season.
Ball sent out this tweet Monday saying, "I appreciate the get well wishes, everyone. I will be okay and come back stronger than ever."